When the Trust for Public Land conducts their annual Park Score Index of major cities across the country, they take a look at some key factors. Where the city of Buffalo scored highest in this year's index is facilities and access. 85% of residents are within an unimpeded 10-minute walk to a park, and many of those parks have plenty of amenities like basketball hoops and playgrounds. Adrian Benepi is a senior vice president with the Trust, and he says overall, Buffalo has a strong showing on the index, but where the city has some weakness is investment of public money. Buffalo spends $52 per resident on parks, compared to other cities of similar size, which spend four times as much. The index also looks at parkland as a percentage of city acreage.
And there, Buffalo is a little bit below the median. The median is almost 9% of the city in American cities. Buffalo comes in at 7.5%. So if you're saying, is there some room for improvement? Yeah, you could add more parks.
To be fair, Benepi says it's a lot easier said than done. He also admits that for people like the mayor and other city administrators who have to decide where money goes, it can be tough to balance spending on parks with other compelling demands for public funding. But he makes the case for those dollars as a potential answer to many other urban issues.
The thing that we found is that parks begin to address things like public health and environmental health and stormwater capture. So you're investing a dollar in a park is like investing $5 in helping all those other services.
Benepi says one way to aid in park creation and development is something Buffalo has already begun doing, taking underperforming assets and unused space like waterfront areas and turning them into assets for the community. He says there are all kinds of ways to create new parks without spending a lot of money. And with the strong foundation Buffalo has, the future looks very bright. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.